أنتم برفقة SBS عربي.
لا فيروز لبنان ولا لبنان فيروز يلي بينتقل بالجينات من جيل لجيل، هي يلي صوتها وطن. كيف بينتقل سحر صوتها هيك للجيل الثاني والثالث وما بتلاقي إلا الناس عم بتدندن فيروز، عم بتغني فيروز رغم عائق اللغة ورغم أنه ما عم يفهموا شو عم بتقول، إلا أنه هالإحساس بيخترقهم.
إذا أنا مرة شفتها طلع لي على إنستغرام بتالنت شو بالصين بيغنوا أغنية لفيروز، تخيل مغنية صينية بس والله شاطرة كانت، يعني حفظها بالعربي يمكن مش عارف المعنى ولكن عم تغنيها بالعربي. خلينا نحكي عن عائشة. عائشة مولودة هون لوالدين لبنانيين، كبرت على محبة لبنان وطنها الأم اللي ما زارته ولكنه أكيد موجود في قلبها.
صحيح فارس، هي يلي وصل حب لبنان وحب فيروز يعني بالجينات مثل ما قلنا، حبت انها تهدي وتحط وتخلي يمكن موهبة الرسم تكون كمان تعبير لهذا الارتباط العميق بالأرض ولهذا الارتباط العميق أيضا مع السيدة فيروز، هذه الأيقونة يلي صوتها هو الوطن.
أهلا وسهلا فيك يا عائشة. Thank you for joining us this morning on Good Morning Australia.
Yes, good morning. Good morning. How are you?
We're good, thank you.
Yes, my name is Aisha. I'm 18 years old. I'm Lebanese from the Minya Diniya. I was born and raised in Australia. My parents also born here, but my grandparents were born in Lebanon. I graduated from high school last year and I'm now in the Jamara Western Sydney University and I'm studying primary teaching as my degree. And yeah,
Aisha, we'll go back with you to those blessed roots. أنت بنت المنية، المنية اللي بتبعد عن طرابلس مسافة 10 كيلومتر. عائشة، when did you discover your love for art, specifically painting?
So I first discovered my love for arts when I was 5 years old. I was always coloring, drawing, painting artworks for school. And then I had a passion to win awards in school and I was able to achieve that. So then I started to do all kinds of creative arts, specifically painting. I used different paints and experimented with painting natural landscapes. And then I had a creative passion.
That's amazing. Aisha, you were born and raised here in Australia, but it's very clear from the tone of your voice that your roots in Lebanon run deep in your blood, in the family's blood as well. How would you describe the cultural significance that Lebanon holds for you? What does it really mean to navigate life here in Australia as a Lebanese Australian?
As a Lebanese.
Do you look at yourself as an Australian first, Lebanese second, or the other way around?
So being born in Australia has shaped my experiences, but Lebanon is the rhythm of my heart because it's my cultural background.
حلو هالتعبير.
Yes, because it forms my identity. So I identify first as Lebanese, but being Australian is my second identity. But being both means I carry, like, I merge traditions. So I merge modern day Australian practices with traditional Lebanese practices that I originally come from.
Sure, hello. This is very significant, Aisha. A dual connection, a dual identity, double richness, if I may say. We speak about a connection to a motherland, and this term signifies a lot. Lebanon is a mother, is a womb to you.
Yes.
And when we speak of Lebanon, Aisha, we cannot but speak of Fayrouz, the iconic Fayrouz, the legendary Fayrouz. When did this connection with Fayrouz start?
So my connection with her stemmed in my childhood because I would always hear her songs playing in car rides or around my theta who loved her music and her legacy. And as I got older, I began to have the same appreciation for her, just like how my grandmother did or how my mom did. And then carry on their passion for her just the same.
So hello.
This is amazing. Aisha, Petra told me that you've already achieved so much, still very young. Yeah, you won an academic award. You sold your first painting. That's a huge step for a young artist. Mabruk.
I made an Islamic painting for a lady.
Nice.
And I was able to sell that. So as well, like, connecting Islam with my artworks as well as, like, culture, to be able to sell something very important to
me. Is that the impact that you're trying to make through your paintings and your artistic work?
I see myself maybe one day creating my own small business, but I also want to continue how art can tell stories that reflect culture, emotion, and skill.
So, hello, art can tell stories. Wow, this is heartwarming, Aisha. Aisha, stay with us. I'm going to invite you and all the audience to listen to Kayla Fasavalu. Kayla is a young Samoan lady who as well has a connection to Fairuz. Let's listen.
My dad actually did used to listen to Fairuz whenever we go in the car and drive with her. Yes, I would look up translations to understand what I was singing. And also just the feel of the song, when someone's hurt or when someone's happy. It's beautiful, the Lebanese music. You're able to tell so much through such little.
What's your favorite song, Kayla, for Fairuz?
Fairuz? I'm going to be a little bit biased here and say Sa'alun al-Nas.
سألون الناس عنك يا حبيبي كتبوا المكاتيب وأخذها الهوى بعز علي غني يا حبيبي لأول مرة ما منكون سوا. You know, Fairuz sang this song after her husband, the legendary Asi al-Rahbani, died. I would love to hear that song from you, Kayla. Sing as much as you like.
سألون الناس عنك يا حبيبي كتبوا المكاتيب واخدها الهوى بيعز علي غني يا حبيبي ولأول مرة ما منكن سوا سألوني الناس عنك سألوني قلتلن راجع وعطلوا أموني سألوني الناس عنك سألوني قلتلن راجع وعطلوا أموني غمضت عيوني خوفي للناس شوفوكي مخبى بعيوني حب الهوى بكاين الهوى لأول مرة ما منكم سوا
يا الله كيلا.
Do you know what كتير حلو means, كيلا? Very nice.
I wish I can hug and kiss
Lovely.
Your voice, Kayla. You've touched my soul. Thank you. Thank you for daring to sing in Arabic, for being proud of your heritage. Take us with you as well to your Samoan heritage from Samoa.
Of course. La usa moae matasi uasi osi omnia elisani.
كتير حلو. هيك انبسطنا فترة انك ذكرتينا بهالمقابلة، انبسطنا فيها كتير هالصبية.
شو
نحن مبسوطين بعيشة هلا.
أكيد.
عيشة يعني before we wrap up عندك هيك particular song that resonates with you on a personal level لفيروز؟
I couldn't come to one song, but I love لبيروت and عودة من سيا. But unfortunately, I am not good at singing.
You can try.
You can hum.
Thank you, Aisha.
It's the one that goes,
Thanks.
لبيروت, and then the other one goes, تحت العلين الياسمين.
Ya Allah.
The beginning of the song.
Beautiful choices.
I love.
Amazing choices. Aisha, thank you for being you. Thank you for carrying this richness. Thank you for being proud of your roots. Thank you for being Lebanese Australian in every dimension.
Thank you for having me on the show today. I'm very appreciated. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Nawarti. Thank you, Aisha.
أنتم برفقة SBS عربي.